There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It may seem like a fairly strange time to start talking about tourism to Britain, given the uncertain politics and near-term economic future in the country. But that's exactly what we're doing now with the head of the British National Tourism Agency. Pleased to welcome to the studio Steve Ridgway, chairman of Visit Britain. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. Very nice to be back here.
Thanks very much for coming into the studio. And we've interviewed you in different capacities over the last 10 years or so. Is the uncertainty of Brexit making your life more difficult and a more difficult sell at the moment, or is it the weakness of the pound that's doing your job for you?
Well, I think nobody likes the uncertainty, and that's certainly affecting lots of things in Britain. But there's no doubt since the referendum, the change in value of the pound has made coming to the UK even more attractive, and we're seeing very strong visitor numbers, particularly long haul, as a result of that. And there are lots of things to do, of course.
Have you sort of had many experiences where you've gone to people and say, well, you know, Brexit, we'll wait and see, we'll come maybe next year or later in the year?
Well, I think that life has to go on and business is going on. The economy is still growing. We rely on lots of tourists from Europe, and obviously it's very important to make sure we want those tourists to keep coming because Britain is still very much part of Europe. But I think the UK is still enormously attractive, not only with London is a massive magnet drawing people in, but there's lots of other things to do as well. So we're pushing very hard to make sure that lots of people still come and enjoy the UK.
Well, I guess ideally you'd like a placid and friendly visa regime in the UK and a low pound to try and encourage inward tourism. A few years ago, when there was talk of possibly having visas on arrival for European citizens, you must have thought, oh dear, I don't like this very much. But now it seems like Europeans will be guaranteed the right to walk into
the
UK.
Yes, I think so. And I think the visa regime is very important, not just as far as Europe. I don't think it will just not be an issue at all, as you say, but equally around the world. There's been a white paper published recently, which is going to develop the whole next phase of electronic visas. So it's very important as part of being an open and welcoming country.
I mean, it is. I mean, in general, the UK is a very welcoming country because, you know, we're used to having tourists there. There's a lot to go and see and do. But talk about getting tourists to the UK from Dubai specifically at the moment. I mean, up until about 6 years ago, you were the CEO of Virgin Atlantic Airways, who are pulling out of Dubai in 8 weeks' time. So what's that, about 600 seats a day less on the Dubai-London route, as well as Qantas and Royal Brunei overflying Dubai on their routes to London. In other words, not stopping to pick up passengers in Dubai. I mean, it could be around 1,000 fewer London-bound seats a day. I mean, what impact do you think that could have on tourism to the UK?
I'm not sure is that as large a number of seats. I mean, certainly Virgin's capacity wasn't as large as that.
Was it about 302?
300 seats.
300 seats a day,
I mean, I think Emirates flies to a huge range of cities in the UK, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Birmingham, Manchester. It's got operations to Stansted. I think Stansted frequencies are being increased. And, of course, five flights a day into Heathrow and three into Gatwick. So I think there's going to be no shortage of seats. And obviously the market will respond to that and make sure that it is fully served.
But I guess the vast majority of people thinking of going to the UK will think, going to go to London. Are you going to have to do some sales work on saying, actually, you know, Newcastle's not that far away, or actually you can fly into Edinburgh? No, it's another different country, but you can come down.
A very important part of our job at Visit Britain and my job within Visit Britain is to encourage people and tell people it's not just all about London. I mean, London is one of the world's, if not the world's, great city, and so it's a massive magnet. But equally, there are wonderful things to do elsewhere. And I think particularly from here, you can fly direct into many of our other great cities. And of course, that then opens up the countryside. We're just coming into spring. The UK becomes absolutely beautiful moving forward with the green and the lanes and the villages and the pubs. So I would really encourage people to, come and do London, come and do the other great cities, but get out and see many, many other things that there are.
And Steve, you know, you talk about the importance of visitors from the GCC. It's the second most valuable market to you. Are you seeing a growth in people going to Britain?
Yes, the growth in this market is very strong for us. I think from the GCC last year, nearly 900,000 people went, and I think from the UAE, it's nearly 400,000. And of course, as a spending group, the spend is very high. So it's a very, very important market for us, and we like to try and make sure there's lots of things that they can do, and beautiful country hotels, very high end market.
And Malcolm mentioned the fact that lots of people associate visiting Britain with going to London, seeing Buckingham Palace, yeah. Big Ben, all of those kinds of things. But you've seen a real growth in terms of, I'm looking at the Visit Britain website right now, and it's, you know, film locations seems to be very popular now.
Yes, I mean, I think that's film tourism, film locations, sports tourism, there's food, the music scene in the UK has long been leading and vibrant. So, yes, there are the many traditional and heritage things, but I think you'll see the way the market changes with more and more young people travelling, then they're going for experiences. And I think the UK, we do that very well in Britain.
And, you know, the tagline is find your Great Britain, which is obviously quite clever. But what are you asking people to discover? Because we are, you know, very aware of the traditional tourist things. But what are you asking people to discover? How are you selling Britain when you go around the world?
Well, I think it's not just about physical places. It's about things to do. It's about the food scene. The sports tourism market, as I'm saying, is growing very strongly. Look at Scotland with the whiskey tours. I think you'll find we've got the Cricket World Cup this summer. I think you'll find there's no shortage of things to do and experiences.
So we've had a text in from Sanjay, and Sanjay says the cost of visas to the UK are exorbitant, and this has reduced my trips to the UK. You look at something like a Schengen visa, they're a third of the cost, and it gives me access to so many more countries. How do you get someone like Sanjay to think, right, I'm going to spend more money and come and see you?
I still think that, I mean, that's a constant question that you get asked, and it's one that's discussed all the time. But I think the visa service is a very large, complex operation. And I think as a percentage of the total trip, it is not the defining factor. But obviously, we are always aware of this. It's a globally competitive market. We want to make sure that visas do not become an impediment to travel.
I mean, how big a hurdle is that right of entry to the UK for potential tourists now? And what are you doing when you talk to the UK government to try and expand the visa on arrival programme?
Well, I think it's a long-term strategic aim of the government. As I said earlier, there's been a white paper recently, and I think you will see changes. I mean, technology is driving that. The government wants to do that. They've had some very successful programmes in other areas, digitising government services, and the visas is an obvious one. Clearly, there are requirements that the country is safe, and that will be a fundamental requirement. But equally, most people are travelling, they want to be able to get their visas easily. And I think this global move to visa on arrival is exactly where ultimately visa services will go.
How big is tourism for Britain? What percentage of the GDP does it make up?
Overall tourism, which is domestic and international, is 10% of GDP. It employs 3 million people. It's 132 billion of our economy. And nearly 30 billion of that is inbound, 40 million a year inbound tourists.
So we know Expo 2020, Dubai Expo 2020 is coming. Very important for us here. But for you at Visit Britain, how important is it that you put on a show and tell people what you have to offer?
Well, we're going to do that. I was out at the Expo site yesterday with the team from the government, with the Consul General. And I think Britain has been very proactive and ahead in terms of its plans for Expo 2020. And obviously, it's a showcase for the whole of the UK. But equally, tourism is a very important part of that. And that's why we were out there yesterday. And they're having the physical structures are going to be finished by the end of this year. There's a lot of work for the individual countries to do. And I think particularly the UK Pavilion is in a great location. And our plans are very advanced. And it is a great opportunity to get visitors there and tell them all the great things in Britain.
And how closely are you working with, for example, visit Northern Ireland? How closely do you work in terms of that UK Pavilion to send out a consistent message?
Well, I'm actually the chairman of the BTA, the British Tourist Authority, and that is Visit Britain, which is our overseas arms. We have 21 offices around the world, and then there's Visit Scotland, Visit Wales, Ireland. So we do all work very closely together, and all those representatives sit on the main board that I'm chairman of.
Outside London, what do people ask for most?
I think the countryside is an amazing draw, and there are some wonderful high-end hotels now in different parts of the country. And of course, there are the regional cities as well.
Edinburgh's a big ask.
Yeah, and Edinburgh is massive, and you've got direct service into Scotland now. Tourism is the number one industry in Scotland, so they take tourism very, very seriously up there, and the sightseeing is unbelievable.
Steve, you've got two Mancunians in the room. Hint.
Oh, well, you have to come to the cricket this summer then, because that's going to be all over the country and in Manchester, and go to Manchester.
When you travel around the regions of Britain, do the sort of various composite parts, like visit Cornwall, visit Devon, visit Wales, all sort of bend your ear and sort of try and get you to sell them more than the other one when on your travels overseas?
Yes, actually, the regional organisations, the destination management company or organisations, it's a competitive game. They want people to go to Cornwall, they want people to go to Hastings, they want people to go to Scotland, and that's why it's a very vibrant scene. There are 200,000 SMEs work in the tourism sector, so there's no end of choice and variety.
Well, it's great to see you. Steve Ridgeway, Chairman of Visit Britain. Thank you so much for coming into the Dubai Eye Studios. We've appreciated it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.